This week on Texans Huddle.
They're very talented. You know, they got better footwork than most NFL players.
And I was sitting there wondering what it's like for kids in the stands watching our games. And it was one of those things where it helped me put into perspective what it's like for fans to watch our games.
So the drills I came up with, or the drills that we run, or the drills that we do, or the things that how I teach, that's just a culmination of playing for good football coaches.
The stability was the main thing. I know that the GM has been here multiple years. The success that O'Brien has had in his first year as a head coach.
I'm going to talk like Arnold all day. I feel like I'm just going to keep talking like this when I leave.
And welcome to Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside the voice of the Houston Texans, Mark Vandermeer, as we take Texans Huddle on the road during the summer like we always do. And we are here at the Houston Texans Grill while you're doing your radio show here. A little bit of a simulcast.
Yeah, it's delicious here at the Houston Texans Grill. And you look fantastic, by the way, Patty, as always. Great place to come and sort of take in all the Texans highlights. They're always running here and have a nice time. We do a lot of our radio shows here in the offseason.
A lot of fun. Fans can come on out here on Tuesdays and listen to Mark and his crew and their guests. But, you know, we didn't get a chance to sort of wrap up the mini camp last week with the weather and Bill O'Brien and J.J. Watt and Arnold Schwarzenegger and the movies. Everything kind of got cut a little bit short. But your overall take on what this team accomplished last week?
Well, I thought last week was really interesting. You know, on Thursday, J.J. Watt took everybody to that Terminator screening. And I know you have some stuff coming up later on in the show about that. But I thought the Wednesday final practice was really intense. I called it the spring game, Patty, because they did a lot of 11-on-11, 7-on-7, you know, all throughout the practice. Very competitive. Everybody into it, whether you were on the field or on the sideline. The players were all jawing. It was really cool stuff, seeing the quarterbacks get after it. I think the defense looks terrific, like I've said in previous shows. And I think the offense, you know, they're going to have a few adjustments because you have two new quarterbacks coming in here in Hoyer and Mallett, who wasn't here last offseason, but they know the system. And I think that this offense looked better at this time this year than it did at this time last year. You know what I'm saying? If you just go benchmark to benchmark. So I thought I saw a lot of improvement on that side of the ball.
Well, Bill O'Brien had alluded a few weeks ago that there may be a naming of a quarterback sooner rather than later. We sort of thought it might happen by the end of the mini camps.
He got out of town, didn't he?
He got out of town. Yeah. It never happened. Your thoughts on, you know, if that was planned, where that might now fall, or if it's still up in the air?
Yeah, I wrote that, you know, he could go 6 weeks without answering a question from the media. You know, you have to get the feeling that somebody's going to catch up with him at some point during this desert-like period between minicamp and training camp, but he could go 6 weeks without having to address the quarterback situation publicly. Now, you know they have a leader in the clubhouse or whatever, however you want to word it, but I think that he likes it this way. He wants to keep that competitive fire burning with both those guys and with third stringer Tom Savage, because he looks a lot better than he did last year.
Well, and these guys, both of them, all three quarterbacks, are tossing to a good group of receivers. Yeah. Andre Johnson's obviously gone, but some new guys have been brought in. And one of those guys I want to talk a little bit about is Cecil Shorts.
Yeah, Cecil Shorts had one of the best practices of any wide receiver in the group last week. I really enjoyed watching him on Tuesday in particular. So this is a player you're going to want to follow. Did a good job for the Jaguars. It was time for a change of scenery, and he's hit the scene hard here in Houston.
Friday night, second down and 11. Catch is made by Cecil Shorts, and he breaks three.
Number one, I'm excited to be here. And right off the bat, from like day one of like our first meeting, April 20th, you see the passion that, you know, Coach O'Brien has about us as a group getting better and winning. I mean, in his first season, you went 9-7, you would think, you know what I mean? He's pretty excited about that, but he just wants us to get extremely better. He sees the potential in the team. And as a team, we're working extremely hard. And it's good to see, I guess outside looking in, it's good to see how hard guys are working. And it's exciting.
So what was it this offseason about Houston that was intriguing to you?
The stability was the main thing. I know that the GM has been here multiple years. And the success that O'Brien has had in his first year as a head coach, in his background, being in New England, being successful at Penn State, and then just the guys that were on the team and how they're building the team, really caught my eye. And me this offensive system and really help out the offense and the receiver.
Why do you think your skills personally fit the system?
You know, I think, like we talked about earlier, versatile. But I can play inside and outside. They do a good job here of finding the mismatches in the offense for every receiver, for every tight end, running back, or whatnot. I feel like I'll be easy to find a mismatch with a safety or a linebacker if they're in the slot, something like that. And I'll be a good complement to, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, Arian Foster, Nate Washington, the other guys that we brought in to help this offense.
You didn't, going back to high school, going back to when you first started playing football, you didn't start as a receiver, you were a corner.
No, I got to show my arm off a little bit. Yeah, I was a quarterback my whole life, actually, up until my second year of college. And that's when I started the transition to playing receiver.
Why?
It wasn't my choice. My coach, Jason Candle, still talk to him today, actually. He asked me to switch over positions because we had like an All-American quarterback. He was like a sophomore. And I was going into my redshirt freshman year. Like, are you interested in switching positions? You want to put you on the field? You want to use your assets, use your speed? And at first, you know, I was lucky, so I'm like, I eventually said yes. And I guess I'm never working out for me.
Do you think having been a quarterback helps you be a better receiver?
It does. It does. You understand where the quarterback wants you. It's easy to communicate with the quarterback. I understand the terminology, what they're thinking, their thought process. Understand, like, you know, if I'm a receiver, I might be like third in the progression. So I have time to run my route, to get open, to sell whatever I have to sell. If I can sell a go route and come up under on the under, you know, I understand, you know, I have time to do that because I'm the third progression. Whereas a quarterback, I understand, I'm going to look here, he can look here, then come back to me. So I just, you know, kind of on the same page with the guys. So it has its benefits.
All right, so that's twice now, and it's like your face kind of lights up.
I'm
so
sorry.
Do you miss it?
I do. I do. That's my first love was a quarterback. The ball is always in your hands. And, you know, it's like you get all the praise and you get all the criticism. And I just love, I guess, that, just being in that position.
So in an emergency situation, could you step in and...
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Emergency, you understand? I respect all the quarterbacks now. I like to joke around and say I have the fourth best arm on the team. So it's your three quarterbacks. You got, in whatever order, you know, you got Tom, you got Brian, and you got Ryan. And then I think I have the fourth best arm.
I'm really looking forward to watching Cecil Shorts play. I also like Keith Mumphrey, the rookie from Michigan State. He looked pretty good last week. And, you know, if you're replacing Andre Johnson by committee, Patty, it's quite a committee that they have put together. I'm really looking forward to seeing them operate.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, one of those wide receivers, the one we'll be depending the most on, is DeAndre Hopkins. And after this timeout, we're going to talk to him, but not about football. Stay with us.